He says that the purpose of his visit is essentially to discuss regional and international issues. You have a wide spectrum of Egyptian leadership that is refusing to meet with him. The criticism is coming from liberal and secular leaders. They accuse Kerry and the United States of siding with the Muslim Brotherhood, and they accuse its leader, Mohamed Morsi, of essentially stepping into the same role as the ousted dictator, Hosni Mubarak. Now, it is true that the United States has maintained close ties with Morsi, but the criticism is that he is failing to implement reforms, and at the same time he is turning the country into a more religiously conservative ruling system. At least two opposition figures have refused invitations from Kerry to sit down and hold talks with him, and this follows this week a call by the United States for the main opposition grouping that is known as the National Salvation Front to reverse its decision to boycott parliamentary elections that are due to begin next month. Yesterday, Kerry was in Ankara telling the Turks that they need to improve their relationship with Israel. The Turkish Prime Minister recently made the comment that Zionism was a crime against humanity. In response to this, Kerry said that the comments were objectionable. This comment could indeed frustrate Kerry's attempts to try and create an improvement in estranged Israeli-Turkish relations.